Private. How are you doing? Are you excited for another dialogue class? Well, I'm afraid that today we actually have some bad news. There's been a massive layoff here in the company. I know that's always bad, but you and I are still here, and our colleagues Mark and Jane also survived and are discussing the company's current situation. Want to know what they talked about? Let's listen to their conversation.
Hey, Mark. Glad to see you survived as well.
I did, but this week was very tense. We're all still on edge in my department.
I think everyone still is. This is the first time I've seen a layoff like this.
Me too. The new management team took some very drastic measures to cut costs.
Too drastic, maybe. To be honest, I think this kind of management style is not very good for morale.
Definitely not. Everyone is stressed out and worried about their jobs. That can't be good.
I just hope we're safe from now on. Do you think anyone else is getting sacked?
I hope not. We're already spread thin as it is. We lost a lot of personnel in our department, and most of us are going to need to do much more work than before.
So you'll have to compensate for all the manpower you're now missing.
That's right. We have some rough months ahead of us, I'd say.
It is what it is. I just hope firing all these people pays off in the end, and that we still get to keep our jobs.
Yes, but like you said yourself, this is bad for morale. I bet everyone who's still here is probably sending job applications and getting ready to bail out.
That's exactly what I did yesterday. I think the worst is over, but I'd rather play it safe.
I did that too. If I'm gonna get fired, I'd better have a backup plan.
That's always a good idea. Hey, Mark. Glad to see you survived as well.
I did, but this week was very tense. We're all still on edge in my department.
I think everyone still is. This is the first time I've seen a layoff like this.
Me too. The new management team took some very drastic measures to cut costs.
Too drastic, maybe. To be honest, I think this kind of management style is not very good for morale.
Definitely not. Everyone is stressed out and worried about their jobs. That can't be good.
I just hope we're safe from now on. Do you think anyone else is getting sacked?
I hope not. We're already spread thin as it is. We lost a lot of personnel in our department, and most of us are going to need to do much more work than before.
So you'll have to compensate for all the manpower you're now missing.
That's right. We have some rough months ahead of us, I'd say.
It is what it is. I just hope firing all these people pays off in the end, and that we still get to keep our jobs.
Yes, but like you said yourself, this is bad for morale. I bet everyone who's still here is probably sending job applications and getting ready to bail out.
That's exactly what I did yesterday. I think the worst is over, but I'd rather play it safe.
I did that too. If I'm gonna get fired, I'd better have a backup plan.
That's always a good idea.
All right, so the mood here in the company is not very good today, but we have a dialogue full of new vocabulary for us to learn. So let's get started and take a closer look at those sentences, shall we? Very well then, we start there with, "Hey, Mark. Glad to see you survived as well." Hey, Mark, glad to see you survived as well. No big issues there. "I did, but this week was very tense. We're all still on edge in my department." "I did, but this week was very tense. We're all still on edge in my department." First of all, let's remember that we can use short answers as Mark did here, saying "I did" for confirmation. So, she says, "I'm glad to see you survived." And he says, "I did." So yes, he's confirming that he survived as well, right? Second of all, this is a very interesting expression that we have here, the expression "on edge," which means basically very nervous. So we're still on edge in my department. We're still very nervous, very stressed out in my department. All right, moving forward. "I think everyone still is. This is the first time I've seen a layoff like this." "I think everyone still is. This is the first time I've seen a layoff like this." Let's recall one more time the link in the pronunciation of "this is," right? Because "this" ends in a consonant sound, S, and "is" obviously begins with a vowel sound, I. So we link them together and we say "this is, this is, this is." So this is the first time, this is the first time, this is the first time I've seen a layoff like this. Okay? "Me too. the new management team took some very drastic measures to cut costs. Meiju, the new management team took some very drastic measures to cut costs. Let's recall here one more time the right pronunciation of the word new, right? So new, the new management team. The new management team took some very drastic measures. Another interesting word here to pay attention to, the word measures. Measures to cut costs. Some very drastic measures to cut costs. Okay, moving forward. Too drastic, maybe? To be honest, I think this kind of management style is not very good for morale. Too drastic, maybe? To be honest, I think this kind of management style is not very good for morale. Let's take the chance here to remember one more time that when we have kind of, we normally pronounce it as kinda, right? So this kind of management style, I think this kind of management style is not very good for morale. And here we have a very interesting word, which is the word morale, which should not be confused with moral, right? These are two different things and they have a very different pronunciation, right? Morale, the word morale, is basically a set of emotional and mental conditions, right? So when I say it's not very good for morale, I mean it's not very good for people's, for the staff's emotional and mental conditions, right? While the word moral usually has two different meanings. First of them is a synonym of ethical or conscious, right? Just as we have in Portuguese. So if we say she's a very moral woman, she's a very ethical woman. Or if I say I need to make some moral decisions, I need to make some conscious decisions. So something that my conscience says is right, okay? Or I can say moral, I can use moral as a noun, meaning basically a lesson. So what's the moral of this book? What's the moral of this movie? What's the moral of this story? And so on, right? Notice how in moral, our stressed syllable is mo, moral, right? While in the first word we have there, our stressed syllable is morale. So morale. Right? So morale, the emotional and mental conditions, and moral, ethical or conscious, or a lesson. Morale and moral, right? In our case here, I think this kind of management style is not very good for morale. Okay? Definitely not. Everyone is stressed out and worried about their jobs. That can't be good. Definitely not. Everyone is stressed out and worried about their jobs. That can't be good. Here we have once again the word worried, and one more time I want you to pay attention to the pronunciation of this word. It's worried, right? Worried. You don't pronounce the letter E. We just pronounce a long E sound. So worried. Everyone is worried about their jobs. And once again, we have that contraction that gives us a word that ends in an apostrophe T. And in American English, as you already know, we're gonna pronounce a silent T. So a short N ending. Can't. That can't be good. All right, moving forward. I just hope we're safe from now on. Do you think anyone else is getting sacked? I just hope we're safe from now on. Do you think anyone else is getting sacked? Two interesting expressions here. We have first, from now on, which means basically from this moment into the future. So from this moment right now forward. So from this moment into the future, right? So from now on, starting now and into the future. And also we have a very interesting expression here to say that you were fired, the expression to get sacked, which means to get fired. So you're no longer working at that company. You were fired, you got sacked, right? Sacked. Also, attention here to the pronunciation of sacked, right? It sounds like sacked, 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 get sacked. Do you think anyone else is getting sacked? All right? I hope not. We're already spread thin as it is. We lost a lot of personnel in our department, and most of us are gonna need to do much more work than before. I hope not. We're already spread thin as it is. We lost a lot of personnel in our department, and most of us are gonna need to do much more work than before. What an interesting expression we have here. The expression to be spread thin. If you're spread thin, you're basically working on too many projects. So you have too many projects going on. If you don't have enough people, like it's our case here in our department, too many people got sacked, right? So we don't have enough people to work on the projects. So everybody is working too much because they have too many projects to handle. So everybody is spread thin, working on too many things at the same time, right? Very interesting expression. Also, let's take the chance here to talk once again about the difference between personnel and personal, right? As we saw in previous classes, personnel are the people that work in a company, the staff, the employees, right? While personal refers to something of your own, right? It relates to the word person. So your personal belongings, your personal life, and so on. Things that refer to yourself as a person, right? But the most important thing here that you have to pay attention to is the pronunciation. First word we have there is pronounced personnel, 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 right? So personnel. While the other word is personal, personal, personal. So personnel and personal, right? It's the same thing that we saw a few minutes ago when we talked about the difference between morale and moral, right? Here, it's the same idea. We have personnel and personal, two different stressed syllables, although the words are very similar. So personnel and personal. Personnel, in our case here, we lost a lot of personnel in our department. All right? This is also a good time to talk about the pronunciation of the word hour. When the word hour is actually stressed in a sentence, when it's important, when it's relevant, it's pronounced hour, right? So hour, hour. So if I say our dog is asleep, our dog is asleep, hour, hour, hour. But if I pronounce the word hour in the middle of a sentence and I'm saying it quite fast, the pronunciation is going to change a little bit. It's going to be just R, 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 right? So if I say, for example, we're glad we got to keep our jobs. We're glad we got to keep our jobs. Notice how the word hour is not extremely relevant in this sentence. It's just right there in the middle of everything. So we're not going to pronounce it our. We're just going to pronounce it R. R, R. So we're glad we gotta keep our jobs. We're glad we gotta keep our jobs. We're glad we gotta keep our jobs. So keep our, keep our, keep our jobs. All right? So we're gonna pronounce it our when it's relevant, when it has some kind of highlight in the sentence. And we're just gonna pronounce it R when it's there in the middle of the sentence, when it's not extremely relevant, when it's not supposed to be stressed. Okay, so we're glad we got to keep our jobs, keep our jobs. All right, let me take the chance here to talk a little bit about a topic that is usually quite basic, but that can still cause a little confusion for even more advanced students, which is the difference between much and many, right? We use much for what we call uncountable nouns. That is, things that are abstract, things that are concepts, such as we have here, to do much more work. Work is just a concept. It's not something you can touch, something you can take with your hands. So it's something abstract. Therefore, I'm going to use much. While many is the opposite. I'm going to use it with what we call countable nouns, which is things that you can count using your fingers, right? So if you can count using your fingers, so one pen, two pens, three pens, one car, two car, three cars, and so on, that's a countable noun. It's something you can quantify. All right, so much we use for things that are abstract, for concepts, while many I use for things that I can quantify using my fingers. But also notice that we have an interesting use of much here in our sentence. I'm actually using much as an intensifier for the word more. So I can use both much and many as intensifiers as well. If our noun is an uncountable noun, I'm obviously gonna use much. So if I say, I'll have more work to do, that's a perfectly fine sentence. But I wanna give emphasis to the more. I'm gonna have a lot of work to do. So I'm gonna have much more work to do. Why am I using much? Because the word work, as you already know, is just a concept. It's abstract, therefore it's an uncountable noun, right? While if I say, I think this will last more years, I think this will last more years, but I want to give emphasis that's gonna last for a long time. I think this will last many more years, because ear, the word ear, I can actually count. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, and so on. Therefore, it's a countable noun. So I'm gonna use many as my intensifier there, right? So much more and an uncountable noun, many more and a countable noun, meaning that something is actually very emphatic, very stressed, very highlighted, right? So I'm using much and many as intensifiers for the word more. Very interesting, right? But let's move on with our dialogue here. So you have to compensate for all the manpower you're now missing. Let's take the chance here to practice the pronunciation of the contraction of you will, which is you have to compensate. You have to compensate for all the manpower you're now missing. Okay, so you. All right? And remember that we saw the many, many uses of the word miss some classes ago. Well, here it is again. And in our example here, in our sentence here, it means lack, right? Or to be without. So you're now missing all the manpower you're now missing, all the manpower you now lack, all the manpower that you don't have, that you are without, right? That's right. We have some rough months ahead of us, I'd say. That's right. We have some rough months ahead of us, I'd say. Here we have a good opportunity to practice the pronunciation of some tricky words. First of them is the word rough, which means basically hard, difficult, right? So we have some difficult months ahead of us. All right, so rough, 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 rough. We have some rough months. This is another tricky word to pronounce, the word month. Not only because of the TH in the end, but because the letter O has a different sound as well. It's month, something like month, right? Month, 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 rough month, Rough month. Rough month. We have some rough months ahead of us. We have some rough months ahead of us. We have some rough months ahead of us. Okay, let's move forward. It is what it is. I just hope firing all these people pays off in the end and that we still get to keep our jobs. It is what it is. I just hope firing all these people pays off in the end and that we still get to keep our jobs. First thing here is the pronunciation of that very first expression there. It is what it is. This expression is going to be almost all linked. We're going to link it is and we're going to link what it is. So it is what it is. 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 All right. Also, let's take the chance here to remember the difference in terms of pronunciation of these and this, right? These, the plural, is these, while this, the singular, is this. So these and this, these, this. These people, firing all these people. I hope firing all these people pays off in the end. Interesting expression here, the expression to pay off, which means to compensate, so to have beneficial results. So if something pays off, the results are good, the results are beneficial, right? Notice here that I'm saying pay off. So the letter F, the sound of F is very strong. Different from when I say of, right? When I say of, as you already know, we have more of a V sound, of. While off with double F has a strong F sound. So pays off in the end. I hope firing all these people pays off in the end. All right, moving forward. Yes, but like you said yourself, this is bad for morale. I bet everyone who's still here is probably sending job applications and getting ready to bail out. Yes, but like you said yourself, this is bad for morale. I bet everyone who's still here is probably sending job applications and getting ready to bail out. We have quite a few interesting things here. First of them that I want to draw your attention to is the pronunciation of still, okay? It's different from steal and also from steal, okay? So steal, right? Still. Let's focus here only on the word still, which is the one that we have here in our dialogue. So still. Everyone who's still here is probably sending job applications. I bet everyone who's still here is probably sending job applications. Another interesting expression here, to send job applications. How is that different from sending out resumes? Resume, which comes from French, right? Which is our curriculum. But what is the difference between sending out resumes and sending out job applications? If you send out resumes, just sending out resumes, means that you are sending your resume to any company anywhere. It doesn't matter if they have job openings or not. If you're sending out job applications, it means that you are actually applying to a position that is already open. So the company has a spot. There is a position that is open. So you send a job application to be a candidate for that specific position, for that specific job. All right? Interesting and important difference here. Another expression that is very nice that we have here is to bail out. It's a phrasal verb, as you know, right? Which comes from the word bail. The word bail is the amount of money you pay to free someone from imprisonment. So someone is in prison, someone is in jail, and you pay the bail to set this person free. So to bail out can, first of all, to free someone from imprisonment by paying the bail, right? So this is the first meaning of this expression, which is more literal. It's closer to the literal meanings of the separate words, right? But we can also use this expression metaphorically to indicate that you are escaping from a problem, escaping from a predicament. So getting ready to bail out, getting ready to escape from this problem that we have here, right? Very interesting expression as well. That's exactly what I did yesterday. I think the worst is over, but I'd rather play it safe. That's exactly what I did yesterday. I think the worst is over, but I'd rather play it safe. Here we have, once again, another use of the word over, which means, in our case here, finished, right? I think the worst is over. I think the worst is finished. I think the worst has ended. You may have noticed that we've seen many, many different uses of the word over in our classes here. Can you recall them all? Well, don't worry. Teacher Louise is gonna refresh your memory.
Over is a very versatile word that can take many different meanings in various contexts. It also serves distinct grammatical functions, such as a preposition, an adjective, and a prefix. I'm going to talk a little bit about each one of these functions in that order. Number one, over as a preposition. You can use over to talk about the physical position or movement of an object that is at a higher level than something else. An airplane flies over a city. You can also use over to describe something that happened throughout a period of time, like when you say that your company has grown a lot over the past 5 years, for example. Over can also be used with numbers to talk about a value that is higher than a certain number. So you could say that this quarter's profits were over $10 million. Number two, over as an adjective. This one is quite simple. You can use over in the same way that you would use finished when you are talking about a process or a period of time that has reached its end. You just have to make sure that you use over at the end of the phrase. For example, wow, that was a long meeting. I'm glad it's finally over. What are your plans now that the year is almost over? Number three, over as a prefix. Last but not least, we also very often see over as a prefix, the first part of a word. In that context, over intensifies the rest of the word and gives the impression of too much, in excess. For example, frankly, I think you're overqualified for this position. You should do something else. You need to be critical, but don't overdo it. Their products are good, but I think they're overpriced. Now that this short explanation is over, you can go back to class.
Alright then, the word over is very, very useful, and now you know the many different ways you can actually use it. But the word over is not the only interesting thing that we have in this sentence here. We also have the expression had rather, which, as I explained to you some classes ago, means basically to prefer. You prefer something to another thing. So you'd rather do something than do something else, right? And also we have an interesting expression here, which is play it safe. What is to play it safe? To play it safe means to not take risks. So if I say the company decided to play it safe and fired 20 employees. The company decided to play it safe and fired 20 employees. So the company decided not to take risks and fired 20 employees. So to play it safe, not to take risks. Very nice expression there. I did that too. If I'm gonna get fired, I'd better have a backup plan. I did that too. If I'm gonna get fired, I'd better have a backup plan. Let's take the chance here to see the many different ways that you can express something that is not very good when you are being fired. First of all, you can say that you are being or getting fired, right? So I could say, I was fired yesterday. Or I can say, as we saw in the very beginning of our dialogue, to get sacked. So Jane got sacked. I can also say to be laid off. So I could say Brian's being laid off for sure. Brian's being laid off for sure. Or I could also say to be dismissed or to be discharged. We use discharge especially when we're talking about the military services, right? The army. But we can also see sometimes people saying that they were discharged from a company, right? So I could say, I'm afraid I'm gonna be dismissed or discharged. And last but not least, you may also see some people saying that they were relieved. So Sarah is gonna be relieved. Sarah's gonna be relieved. Sarah's gonna be fired. So to be or get fired, to get sacked, to be laid off, to be dismissed or discharged, or to be relieved. Those are all ways you could say that you are not gonna be working in a company anymore because they let you go, right? Not a very pleasant topic, but it's interesting for you to improve your vocabulary, right? Another interesting expression that we have here in this sentence is the expression had better, which is basically a synonym of should in terms of something being a good idea. So it's a good idea, right? So if I say I'd better have a backup plan, I should have a backup plan. It's a good idea to have a backup plan. Let's see one more example here. You'd better listen to your boss. You'd better listen to your boss. You should listen to your boss. It's a good idea to listen to your boss, right? One more example. He'd better start sending out resumes. I think he's gonna be fired, so he'd better start sending out resumes. He should start sending out resumes. It's a good idea, okay? So as you can see, we can use had better with any subject. I'd better, you'd better, he'd better, she'd better, and so on. And they all mean the same thing. Should, it's a good idea too. All right, moving on to our last sentence. That's always a good idea. No secrets there. We had a class full of new vocabulary today, but before we go on to our memorization hack practice, let's listen to our dialogue one more time.
Hey, Mark. Glad to see you survived as well.
I did, but this week was very tense. We're all still on edge in my department.
I think everyone still is. This is the first time I've seen a layoff like this.
Me too. The new management team took some very drastic measures to cut costs.
Too drastic, maybe. To be honest, I think this kind of management style is not very good for morale.
Definitely not. Everyone is stressed out and worried about their jobs. That can't be good.
I just hope we're safe from now on. Do you think anyone else is getting sacked?
I hope not. We're already spread thin as it is. We lost a lot of personnel in our department. And most of us are going to need to do much more work than before.
So you'll have to compensate for all the manpower you're now missing.
That's right. We have some rough months ahead of us, I'd say.
It is what it is. I just hope firing all these people pays off in the end, and that we still get to keep our jobs.
Yes, but like you said yourself, this is bad for morale. I bet everyone who's still here is probably sending job applications and getting ready to bail out.
That's exactly what I did yesterday. I think the worst is over, but I'd rather play it safe.
I did that too. If I'm gonna get fired, I'd better have a backup plan.
That's always a good idea.
All right, now you have a lot of new words and a lot of new expressions to memorize. So don't forget to do your memorization hack practice to review all those sentences, all those phrases, and I'll see you in our next class. See you later, private.